the end of our interview with Willy Barreno, a Guatemalan filmmaker and now immigrant and immigrant rights activist, making documentaries about immigrant life here in the U.S. You may eventually be able to see Documigrante online. At the moment, it is not available online, but the other film that he talked about in the interview, The Voice of a Mountain, La Voz de la Montaña, is in fact available on YouTube, which he mentioned in the beginning of our interview. And I believe we have time for one tiny announcement. Or maybe two.
So you're listening to Ferio, the local voice of our hemisphere on WMBR Cambridge. This is Kendra here with a selection of upcoming events in the Boston area. If you'd like any more information about any of these events, feel free to email us at sferio@wmbr.org or call us here at the station, 617-253-8810.
Y están escuchando Sferio en WMBR 88.1. Soy Froilán, acá con una selección de eventos en Boston en la próxima semana. Si quieren más información de cualquier evento, pueden escribirnos a sferio@wmbr.org o llamarnos acá en la estación 617-253-8810.
This week we have two film showings related to Guatemala. Next week, Wednesday, September 24th at 7 p.m., the Guatemala Solidarity Committee will present the film When Mountains Tremble, a documentary filmed in the middle of a battle between the heavily armed Guatemalan military and a nearly defenseless Mayan population, featuring interviews with Rigoberto Menchú. The film will be shown next week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at Lucy Parsons Center, 549 Columbus Avenue.
Y esta semana tenemos dos películas relacionadas con Guatemala. El próximo miércoles, el 24 de septiembre, a las 7 de la noche, el Comité de Solidaridad con Guatemala presentará la película Cuando Tiemblan las Montañas, un documental filmado en medio de una batalla entre los militares armados guatemaltecos y la población maya casi indefensa, con entrevistas exclusivas con Rigoberta Menchú. Se presentará la película el próximo miércoles a las 7 de la noche en Lucy Parsons Center, en el 549 Columbus Avenue, allá en Boston.
And next week, Thursday, the 25th of September, at 6 p.m., there will be a showing in Harvard of the film Estamos Aquí, We Are Here, followed by a discussion with the film's director and writer. The films follow two Guatemalan families struggling to achieve the American dream in Georgetown, Delaware. The showing and discussion begins at 6 p.m. next Thursday at Psy Auditorium, 1730 Cambridge Street.
Y el próximo jueves, el 25 de septiembre, a las 6, se presentará la película Estamos Aquí, en Harvard. Seguirá una discusión con el director de la película, Sharon Baker, y el escritor Dan Collins. La película cuenta la lucha de dos familias guatemaltecas intentando obtener el sueño americano en Georgetown, Delaware. La presentación y discusión comenzarán a las 6 de la noche el próximo jueves en el Psy Auditorium, 1730 Cambridge Street, en Cambridge.
And those are all the announcements we have this week. Again, if you want more information, you can call us here at the station, 617-253-8810, or email us at sferio@wmbr.org. Si quieren más información, pueden contactarnos llamando aquí en la estación, 617-253-8810, o escribirnos a sferio@wmbr.org. Y eso ha sido todo para hoy. That's all we have for you here on Sferio. Join us next week, 6 to 7 p.m.
with the entire Sferio crew.
More trees across the nation. Plant a tree today for all the world to share. You can make the air taste fresher. Breathe as deeply as you please. You create a world of pleasure just by simply planting trees. Adding shade, creating beauty is just part of what they're worth. You make the world a better place with trees, protecting the good earth. Thank you.
help the Arbor Day Foundation plant more trees across the nation. Plant a tree today for all the world to share. Help the Arbor Day Foundation plant more trees across the nation. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
This is Michael Martin Murphy. Plant trees and make a world of difference. Go to arborday.org.
Music for Human Beings here with you tonight, and you're tuned to WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. Arthur with you, and we have Hibiscus. And let's see if those mics are working.
Hi, Arthur. It's been quite a while.
And Kim,
you've been on hiatus.
Yeah, I've been on hiatus for a little while. And Kim Merriweather with us. Kim, you there?
Hi, Arthur.
Yeah. Kim's been on our program about a year ago, and it's just good to reconnect the dots again.
Thanks for having me back, Arthur.
And do we have Dr. Jalas connected in?
Marhaba, ya Shaydi.
Okay, good, good. And we have other guests on the nodal points?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's been a little while. I've been in New York City mostly. Not the first place you'd call New Age, but there's a lot of psychic booths just walking along the street in, you know, whether it's Wall Street or Midtown, wherever. There's definitely that sparkle there. Psychic booths. A lot of street people on the corner with that glimmer in their eye, you just know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some interesting things going on these days in terms of current events, current ideas, mm-hmm. how the world's been changing since we were last here.
Yeah, and current places.
Yes.
Like New York.
Right. Yeah. New York's a happening place these days.
In Boston, Massachusetts, right here.
Boston,
right
now. Yes. There's quite a lot, you know, in the weather of our country right now, I would say. From changing political directions to changing social dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had this other thought the other day about how, you know, things are so different in your parents' generation. You just think of all the different things, or, you know, your grandparents' generation, Coca-Cola only costed a nickel. Mm-hmm. And you just wonder how they probably experienced about 95% of what you've experienced as far as your feelings go, and, you know, coping with growing up and some of your first experiences. And you just kind of wonder how it was so different then, but still the same, and just what it was like, what it felt like.
Yeah. You know, but there's also so many things that are just repeating themselves.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like more kind of a helix, you know, they're repeated, but they're
right.
Different too.
A spiral, spiraling outwards.
Yeah.
I think of time as more of a spiral than a linear progression.
Uh-huh.
When people ask me what my age is, I tell them I don't understand because...
Yeah.
It's impossible to measure.
You know, or what day of the week it is.
Right. I actually prefer to measure date, time, in polar coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
I find it is more in tune with my internal sphere.
Mm-hmm.
This rigid structure of the... two-dimensional calendar.
Well, yeah, rectangles are unnatural shapes. You don't see them in nature too much.
Yeah.
And
yet when we write, which occupies 98% of our daily activity,
yeah,
we are living within the rectangle.
I think it's especially important to get sort of in tune with the radial coordinate, just how far off center you are. That's just, you know, how far away from center you are is so much more important than north or south or any of those.
Mm. I have a question for you too, a little puzzle. Maybe you guys can figure it out. Why are manholes not rectangular?
Let's give that to the.
What do you mean by the manhole?
The manhole covering.
Hang on a second.
The street.
Let's give that to the first caller. We do have a caller here.
Anatomical definition.
Yes.
Caller, can you hear us? You're on the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so why do you think manholes are round? What do you think it is?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh.
Why not rectangular? They could do that.
Huh.
Sounds like he's in deep thought, so...
Kind of a stumper. Uh-huh. Kind of a stumper.
I'm not worried.
And just while you're thinking about that, we'll give you some time. Dr. Dallas, have you patched in a few more guests?
Yeah. I don't know if they are all connected, but we have two more with us.
Bring them in, yeah.
We have Señor Bombiron.
Yeah, guest on our show about 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Herbology professor.
Oh, hi. It's a pleasure to be back in the show. It's been about 7 months since I've come, yes. It's good times to be back here with you guys.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, last time we were talking about skin.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Herbal remedies you can lather all over your body.
I remember that. I have been doing that for a long time now. My body is completely cleared, all blemishes.
Yeah, you and Dr. Dallas can exchange notes.
Oh, yes.
And also, we have Señor Mora, who has joined me last week.
Hello.
Who is also an herbal specialist. And Mr. Beam, while I have the microphone... I would like to put in my own opinion about the round manhole covers. I believe that it is a futile attempt by the systems that exist to apply a system of equality to all things, not realizing that things are all equal, whether the manhole covers are round or rectangular or pentagonal.
I mean, I just thought they were round so you can roll them. You know, they're really heavy pieces of metal. You think you just want to be able to... But I guess, you know, with trucks, you could just put them on the back of a truck. Doesn't matter what shape they are.
Another option is they may be a tribute to the sun.
And just, yeah, the way they are reflected, like...
Right.
You know, when the sun's at the right angle, it just picks it up just right, and you have, like, a little sun circle on your road.
But that's not the correct answer right now.
Okay.
That I'm aware of.
Well, caller one, did you have some ideas? Okay, actually,
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, Robert, just toss him out. It's like, yeah, just toss him out there.
I don't know. I've given up on all shit.
Okay.
I said I'll just go to the same place.
That's okay. Actually, let's try another caller. Let's see if we get any other ideas. Just toss him in the pool.
Arthur.
Yeah, caller two, hello.
I haven't been on the show in a long time. I'm really happy to be back with you.
Yeah, great to have you back.
I just want to let you know how full I am right now.
Okay. Tell us about it.
It's amazing how full my belly is.
Uh-huh. Circular.
It's circular, yes. My belly is circular.
But also spherical.
And on every plane.
Ooh.
Well.
If you think about the
that actually relates very much to the manhole answer, just to let you know.
Well, and another reason you'd want to use
radio
coordinates.
I'm sorry?
Well, and another reason you'd want to think in terms of radio coordinates, you know, in Western societies, you have such a fixation on rectangular coordinates.
It's really, Western society actually makes me feel embarrassed sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially once I'm so full.
Yeah.
And circular.
What did you eat to make it fall? Chinese food? Fried chicken?
I mean, there was Chinese food and Italian food and Mexican food and Indian food and Thai food.
Textured vegetable protein?
I had some frozen peas.
Good.
I had ketchup.
Okay, it's a...
Are you with others right now?
I'm sorry?
Are you with others? I can sense a commotion in your presence.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it's just your personal presence. There's a commotion.
I've been known to be that way. But I think we're in the presence
Buddha,
of each other.
They always drew him with a big stomach, not because he actually ate a lot of food, but they were trying to portray how much air was in his belly.
But food makes air. And air is how you describe food.
Yeah, you know, the Greeks had the four elements, air and fire.
There's at least four elements.
Food is, fullness is probably...
Fullness is probably one of the elements, along with heart.
It's more kind of like an adjective versus a noun. They didn't think
about the adjective. Oh, exactly, and the subjunctive. So
food's awesome. I love to think about it.
Well, I love flavor.
Food.
Arthur, do you cook?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple products out that I make. It's not quite ready for the market yet, but I've been working on a little routine.
A sauce?
Yeah, I got one. It's kind of more of a food substrate. You can use it to add in anything to make a complete meal. It's more kind of a...
I find cooking to be very meditative.
Yeah, this is the platform, the backbone.
The platform to dive off into the deep end.
Yeah. Yeah, we start with mung beans, lentils, quinoa, you know, all the hearty grains.
Oh, saute over a low heat?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let them soak sometimes. And
so you can smell it, just faintly, not real strong.
Yeah.
But you want to be able to taste in the back of your throat.
Oh, but do you recommend a complete vegan diet or only fruits? What is it that you think
lots
is best?
Lots of fiber.
You just want to put the turmeric in enough till your vision starts to buzz a little bit.
Well, yeah, once your vision's buzzing, your brain is buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
I have when my nose runs when I make curry. I'm not that good at making curry. Someday I'm pretty damn good at it.
Mm-hmm. You kind of put the nose, the clothespin
on your nose.
Some tomatoes
in curry, I never did that before. Like, I never found a recipe. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I cook at the beach.
Have you ever tried to make omelets at the beach?
Omelets at the beach is actually very difficult because of all the salt in the air from the ocean and the salt of the ocean.
Cowboy omelets.
It counteracts the molecules in eggs. I don't know if you know this, but proteins do not really do well around high velocity salts.
I didn't know that, but one time I was going to patent this sandwich, right? So you get toast, and then you put guacamole and hummus next to it. Stop that. You put guacamole and hummus next to each other, and you mix them up, and it's fun to crush the beans with your hands. And anyways, then you put whatever spices you want in. I like to use a good amount of garlic.
I like to mix salsa with cottage cheese.
Then you put it. You put
Do you want to hear something?
Yeah, what I just said, everything that you can eat them, you record the show, it's like a mixing the show on the internet, as you happen. I used to do that so I could listen to the tone of my voice.
What about your voice?
I learned a lot about talking, listening to the tone of my own voice.
I think we're going to switch the form here a little bit because we have a few other callers coming in. So,
no, Arthur, please.
Yeah, Robert, stick with us, and we're gonna switch to a new caller, and then we'll just leave it open for a new caller after that.
Can I call back later?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, Malou Bonji. Okay, and we do have two new callers on the air, so let's go one at a time here.
Hi.
Okay, and caller number two.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
Welcome. What's been on your mind lately?
Well, I was thinking about the manhole question that you had earlier.
Oh, great.
Yes, it struck me that the manhole is a portal to the filth of mankind. We have all of our waste down there, tunnels full of our byproducts. And it reminds me sort of like the portal to our intestinal tract.
Right. Right.
Perhaps it's a reflection of that shape.
Well, let's bring caller one in on this.
Hmm.
Am I caller one?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, this is Randy Taylor's wife. I know he called last week or the week before, and I just was listening to the show. Yeah, Randy's asleep upstairs. I can't wake him up.
Yeah.
He's playing with that dog again. I can't get him away from the dog. But listen, I wanted to make a comment.
His sleepways are with us.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to let y'all know that I actually know, since I have friends that are in the DOT down here in Georgia. The reason why the manhole covers are round is based on the law of physics, which, of course, somebody in the DOT in Georgia wouldn't know physics if it bit them on the hind. But they tried to square rent manhole covers for quite a while, and cars kept falling into them. So finally, they finally hired somebody from all places, from MIT, to fix the round manhole cover thing. Now, I don't know about other states, but I know that in Georgia, that the dummy started out with square ones and then moved into round ones. Which,
wow, fascinating!
You know, that's just from Georgia. Now, I don't know what's going on.
So the cars
would fall
right into the manholes. Maybe they
cars
were just too large.
Fall into the manhole, and I don't know if y'all have a lot of construction up. Yeah, no. Now, when I was in Boston recently, I saw a lot of construction, and y'all had those big metal things on the ground where, when they're doing the water work and everything, they put those big metal things down. Well, down in Georgia, they do not tie those down, and people fall into them. Cars fall into those occasionally. So,
let's bring Dr. Bomber on into this. How does it work in Colombia?
In Colombia, we have no manhole covers whatsoever. Underneath
no
the
covers.
Ground, it's all...
covers in Colombia?
No covers whatsoever. We like to
Listen, I got to run because I'm cooking dinner
Thank
now.
You.
And I'm trying to make something special for my man when he wakes up, finally, when he gets up. But anyway, I love your show. I started listening to it last week, and I just love it. So take care.
Okay,
bye.
Wonderful. Muli Bonji.
Well, I think we should move on to talk about physics now that she brought that up, to talk about the Hadron Collider. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Making black holes here on planet Earth.
Oh, nothing like a black hole.
Oh,
I'll give you a little hint. This is related to the answer.
The black hole is related to the answer? What can it be?
This is an interesting thought. If you take the cover off of a rectangular hole, you can throw it inside the...
Oh, you got it. You found the answer. Because of the geometry of the shape of the rectangular manhole or any other shape, like an oval, the cover could technically fall into the hole. But the circle is the only geometry in which it wouldn't fall in.
You mean like the rectangle, if you bent it right, you could drop it down?
Not bent
diagonally.
It.
Diagonally.
If you just tilted it diagonally,
that's
it could fall in. Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that's really smart.
Oh. Perhaps that's where all those cars kept falling in.
Right.
Yeah. They probably, twisted it and it fell in. Well, what do you say? Should we bring another caller on?
Let's go for it.
Yeah, caller one, stay with us. We got another caller on channel two coming in here.
Am I caller one now?
Yeah. Caller, you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome to the program.
Hi, I find all this talk about manhole covers really interesting. They always symbolize the path to another world to me.
Yeah.
I was big into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a child.
Yeah, I grew up with that. Absolutely.
So it's sort of like that separation of the fantasy world from the real world.
It's a circular vortex.
I couldn't imagine Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with rectangular manholes. I think that
it would not work.
It wouldn't work. It'd lose its charm.
And it's just, everything that's important to me is a circle.
Well, you think of any fantasy story, whether it's, elves and castles, or if it's Star Trek, outer space, the portals are always circular, If you
Except
go to warp speed.
Square meals.
Square.
I like those.
Okay. Yeah, what is a square meal? I don't know what that is.
You got four sides. You got your protein, carbohydrates, calcium, and sugar.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you need all those groups.
They're really important.
Yeah, let me just...
I wonder what a circular meal would look like.
What?
All parts of the...
Circular meal, instead of separating all the foods into groups...
Well, a circular meal would just roll away.
Wow. Oh. Depends on whether or not you can catch it.
Well, some of us aren't as fit as others. I prefer to let others do my hunting and gathering for me.
You know, it seems like Thought.
Is there a cat on the show?
We're tuned to trans Zen dance. That's like transcendence with Zen in it, with the Z. And it's being music. It's not doing music. You could say it's music for human beings, not for human doings. Hey, callers, we got another two coming on the program, so I'm just going to switch it up a little bit here.
Cubes.
Yeah, thanks a lot for joining us. And
thank you for having us.
Yeah. Namaste.
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 Okay, we got another two callers, and let's just do this.
Hello, Arthur?
One at a time.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, good. We got two callers. Caller one.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you're caller one.
Okay. I always want to be caller one.
Oh, well, you made it.
Are you caller two?
I am. What's your name, caller one?
My name is Marcia.
Marcia?
Yeah.
Marcia. That kind of Marcia?
Yeah, Marcia.
How do you spell that?
Marcia. M-O-I-S-H-E-H.
Oh.
Or you can leave out the second H if you don't like it.
Cool.
I like the one. I think it adds a lot of character.
So I want to add something, a little tidbit about the manhole cover question.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, well, another reason I suspect that they're round instead of rectangular or square even, because they're so heavy, when they go to put them back on, they don't have to twist it exactly into place. You just put it in and, you know, just roll it in and force it down.
Because it's probably really heavy, right?
Yeah, if it were square, you'd have to get the corners to match and be a tough job to do that. It
sure would.
It that much faster and easier. Make sense?
How did this debate start, by
sense.
The way? What was the original, you know, impetus for this discussion?
I don't know.
We'll leave it to Hibiscus for that one.
Yeah, I tuned in during it, and I thought,
Kim brought it up. I can't remember.
It was Hibiscus's riddle to get our juices flowing, mm-hmm. and I think it served exactly that purpose.
Sure did the trick.
Do you have any more riddles?
Well, let's...
Not today, no.
Well, Dr. Dallas, what about in the Hijaz?
Hijazi riddles?
No, manholes.
Oh, well... manholes in the Hijaz... Well, you know, I'm from the desert.
Hijaz in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we do have wells, and the wells are also round, but there are no covers on the wells.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's circular wells, that's the same riddle. Why not square wells?
I think it has to do with the construction of the well, not with the cover on
Something
the
break.
Well. Don't the wells break?
I heard the same thing.
Oh.
I think we're all together here.
Yeah. Maybe the Large Hadron Collider broke the universe. I've been meditating a lot about the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, let's get some more details on that.
What happens in the center of the collider?
Also circular.
All circles in the Large Hadron Collider. Well, my belief was that, according to my meditations, the Large Hadron Collider would destroy the universe.
Did you know that there are a lot of smaller circles called accelerators to get the particles up to speed to be able to go around the 27-kilometer diameter large-sized collider?
I did know.
That's very fascinating.
Well, through focused meditation this week, I was able to disrupt the Large Hadron Collider.
Actually, I'm building one in my basement right now. I'm just looking for the space to install it, though. They're very large.
Don't do
to
it.
To get proper results.
It's a very dangerous construction. There is the possibility to rend the universe into the instable fabric of a dream. Which no one wants.
That's quite a loop. That's bringing Dr. Bomberon into this here.
So, what do you believe that this will black hole will do? Will something come out of it? Some flow of power into this universe to make it more positive? Or
seems like it's already started.
I feel the positive energy this week like nothing. I don't think the banks do, but I do.
I think the banks are feeling it too.
Sometimes, you know, the best comes out of the destruction, you know. There's just maybe an initial negative reaction from banks like the Lehman Brothers or such, but they really have yet to learn how this actually benefits them in the long run. You know, everything has to get bad before it gets good.
Unemployment, in fact, is so often thought of as a loss in our society, but mm-hmm. people rarely recognize the positive facet, which is the gaining of freedom.
Mm-hmm. And all that creative potential that gets released.
It's such a release.
And also better profit margins.
I think other good stuff will come out of this Hadron Collider. I believe the energy that will be released will unite finally the world as one race, one globe. It will be like that Michael Jackson song.
Yeah, that's an interesting sort of theory that one benefit from the Large Hadron Collider destroying the universe is that nobody can lie anymore.
I believe this will be a good idea.
Or kill.
Or, you know, sing that Rich Astley song anymore.
Right.
Right now, there are over 6 million unwanted dogs and cats in the United States. Most wind up in overcrowded pounds, where they spend their days in steel cages. If they're not claimed in a matter of days, many are destroyed, all because people don't have their pets spayed or neutered. There's an affordable spay and neuter program for dogs and cats. Call 800-321-PETS, 800-321-PETS, or visit friendsofanimals.org. A message from Friends of Animals.
My name is Ken Field, and every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m., I'll be bringing you The New Edge. Creative and innovative new music composed and improvised at the intersection of classical, jazz, and world styles. That's Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. Please join me right here on WMBR 88.1, first on your FM dial.
Yeah, and we're back with you there. Let's just make sure we got everybody back here. Back with the program.
Arthur, I didn't know we endorsed the spading of animals. So we grabbed their little jewels and we removed them?
We got a public service announcement track and I just played it, I don't know.
Arthur, one of my colleagues just informed me over the break that there was a fear that the Large Hadron Collider would produce cosmologically grand manholes in the universe, in the time-space fabric continuum. And the fear was that there would not be a manhole cover to fit the size of the manhole and hence the project was sabotaged by myself and other people of conscience.
So kind of a violation of a conservation law, you know, no cover for the manhole. It's
precisely.
An open manhole
precisely.
To swallow the earth.
Well, we would not have, you know, according to our calculations, been able to stop up the manhole with the sun and Jupiter.
Hmm.
You know, according to the Royal Society of Chemistry in London, the Large Hadron Collider should be renamed. Apparently they think that its name does not represent its nature accurately. It should be renamed to Halo, they say. This is to better represent its coolness.
Or the universe record.
Hmm.
Right.
Well, let's add another caller to the forum. Right. Caller, are you with us? You're on the air.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Welcome. Good to have you on. Marsavanya.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you on our circle.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here right now.
You can tell.
Yes, I was listening to the things you were saying about the Hadron Collider.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to give my opinion on this fantastic machine.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
I was thinking about this machine for the past 2 years because I heard about it 2 years ago. And the machine, I think, is very good.
Seems to have fired off into the void. It really is an incredible machine, though. Yeah, and it's about 7:39 p.m. Music for Human Beings, if you're just tuning in. New Age Talk Radio, an emphasis on you. Give us a call back in. The number is 617-253-8810. Caller, welcome to the program. On the air.
Even with trained parroting puppet assassins in maximum security insanity prison for writing these unforgivable truths until my undetectable extermination eye, Francis E. Deck, Esquire, 29 Maple Avenue, Hempstead, New York, I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide conspiratorial gangster computer god communism. Wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak parroting puppet gangsters, using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein control, the hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police, trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery.
Caller 2, you with us?
And con artist, parroting puppet, gangster, playboy.
Caller 2, welcome to the program.
The secret work of all police, in order to maintain a communist clone.
Caller 2, you with us?
I don't know what this person's talking about, but these squirrels, I don't see any right now. I was thinking about them though.
Yeah, tell us about
squirrels
them.
Squirrels are awesome.
Mm.
They're awesome this time of year.
They really are special beings. Yeah, I'm pretty sure squirrels are thinking in polar coordinates. You know, they're thinking about the round Earth and how far away they are from acorns, just what the radius is, zeroing in on it. They're in tune with that.
Yeah.
If you think about the world through the eyes of the squirrel, it really fits naturally into the polar coordinate theme, because they're not constrained to flat surface that we walk on daily.
Right.
At least the flying squirrels can travel in all directions, 360 degrees.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about it. They're probably the ones who kick-started flying, like for the birds, and you know, before the birds, there was flying squirrels. They just kind of fell from trees and glided a little bit.
Yeah, they're definitely a more primitive animal than the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dumber.
Touché. We have a new caller with us.
Hello?
Caller, hello, welcome back. And
hello,
we still have Robert here on the line.
Oh.
Yeah? Robert, are you out there?
Yeah. Okay, good. My head was away from the phone.
Good, just making sure.
I find the discussion on squirrels to be very interesting. I have communed with squirrels in the past, in my forest retreat. And they are definitely very spherical creatures.
They seem kind of neurotic, you know, the way they live their lives, just in a perpetual state of terror.
They'll steal your food.
They'll steal your food. They have no dignity.
Well, the great thing
they
about squirrels is...
They certainly have a certain pride about them. I feel as though they know something that we don't know.
Kind of a primordial intuition we don't have.
Not even primordial. It seems very... I feel as though there's a squirrel conspiracy. They seem to always know what's going on and what they should be doing.
Let's get another caller input on this. Do we have a new caller coming through?
Hello.
Ah, welcome back.
I am a squirrel.
Nice to meet you.
You hate me?
I said nice to meet you.
The pleasure's all mine.
I hate you. I like squirrel pie.
Squirrel pie?
Kind of like moose meat. Keep it in your freezer.
Well, the squirrels are so small that, you know, you really can't just eat them one at a time.
Yeah.
You kill 15 or 16.
I like nut pie.
Do you know that nuts produce their own aspirin when in situations of stress, possibly near squirrels?
Wow.
That's why I never get any headaches.
To reduce the pain.
Right.
Well, I certainly know that squirrels seem to use nuts as weapons whenever they see an unwanted creature. I've felt it in the form of headaches in the past.
Well, the amazing thing really is that the nut produces aspirin, and then the squirrel eats the nut and produces Tylenol.
But you forgot about Excedrin and Aleve.
Well, I eat the squirrel and I produce...
Pepto-Bismol.
Ibuprofen.
Pepto-Bismol.
Do you have
came
to?
From
I mean, how do you extract it and you know sell it on the market? Do you have to extract it extravagantly.
Well, it's a trade
secret.
Use a
juicer.
It's a trade secret.
It's excreted in the squirrel's urine.
It is a secret that has been passed down from generation to generation. So, from father to son for thousands of years.
Connect with Dr. Jollis.
No, it's okay. We have a little social barrier between you. Chemistry's not right.
Perhaps my connection does not seem to be in the same oral plane as his.
No, I was just practicing for my performance this weekend. I have a performance.
A squirrel performance.
I'm sorry?
A squirrel performance?
Oh, yeah, it's really... I've been rehearsing a long time.
And what kind of performance is it?
It's sort of like new age, sort of progressive ballet meets sign language.
So like
slash
a mime?
Hip-hop, urban, flavor, street.
Like a mime?
A lot of bushy, furry, squirrel tails.
You know, I think we got another couple callers trying to get through.
Oh, you don't? No.
Yeah, we're going to have to switch it up. It's okay, though. We can be in the same circle. And do we have another two callers? Let's go one at a time here. Caller one.
Hello?
Okay, and caller two.
Hello.
Ah, welcome to the program.
Good yes. Down.
Slightly different pitch.
Well, yes.
Let's hear from caller two.
Okay. I am caller two?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes. Lower pitch is because I am Russian. You huh. American, you speak in your high register. I speak in low register.
We're a bunch of butter sniffers.
Privyet, our yes. brethren from
well,
Russia.
Well, I call because I listen to show, and uh-huh. I am hearing this last caller. He say he's a square ballet dancer.
Yeah.
This does not exist. I am ballet dancer here in Russia. Uh-huh. Well, when I live in Russia. I live in Massachusetts now.
Well,
Massachusetts now.
I don't think you've been to the Midwest and you know, checked out the freak show and the circuses. You'll find square
no,
ballet
I've not.
Dancers.
I take the ballet very seriously.
Okay, tell us about it. We don't know much about it.
Well,
you're a different species. You're the human ballet dancer type, right? So it must be an entirely different art at that
it's
point.
It's not different species. It is merely a different profession. I do not know of the computers as you most likely do it at the MIT.
Yeah, but we're here about the ballet, though. Tell us about it.
The ballet, yes. Ballet is from France, but the Russian school...
knows how to do
she
it.
Take the ballet and she make it better.
Uh-huh.
The Russian school.
Uh-huh.
I dance since I am 4 years old.
Wow.
And my sister and I, we are twins. We both dance since we are 4 years old, and we have been on the shows, many shows. Not in Moscow yet. I hope to do this in future. But
we hope so too. We're with you.
Thank you.
But you've never tried squirrel versions?
Well, this sounds ridiculous to me. I listen to show because my friend like and say I should listen, but yes, I don't know about this squirrel ballet dancer.
Well, what about caller one? What do you think? I think it's possible.
Well, what was coming to mind for me was the meaning of a phrase I've heard before, and it just kind of came together. We could say to the squirrel, I used to think you're crazy, but now I see you're nuts.
Mm-hmm. The squirrel, what squirrel would
nuts?
Get it.
Nuts is food, yes? Squirrel eat nuts.
In all its interpretations, but it's sort of that phrase sort of brings me closer to the squirrel and oneness with all nature.
Yeah, the squirrels are just so afraid that if you kind of get under the radar a little bit with a little bit of squirrel humor...
It validates the squirrel's eccentricities, eccentricities, eccentricities.
Probably both, you know, up and
all of those things,
yeah.
You know. And I think that the squirrel is a you know it's a wonderful indication for us of the condition of the universe, and somehow I think it must be related to the cyclotron in a sense, as a cyclotron could destroy the universe if squirrels started to run around in huge circles together. I don't know what would happen to the universe. Fortunately, they have astute young woman was saying a pattern of random 360 degrees in every direction. So
nothing that random about 360.
Yeah, 360.
Perfect circle.
Is it 720?
Well, let's bring caller two back into it. I just wonder if there's squirrels in Russia. Are they black squirrels?
It'd be 1440 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but they only live for summer. Then they die. It's too cold.
It's too cold. Yeah.
They're,
They never get a chance to pick up the ballet skills up there.
Unless you give a little bit of vodka, then they warm for winter and they survive.
That is why
we still have the squirrels.
They go into hibernation.
If he's more drunk stupor. Yes.
Oh, I mean, the dead ones, can you put them in the freezer?
Yes, you can also eat them. But they don't live again, they are dead.
Well, too busy eating the squirrels, there's no entertainment that can be gained from them.
Well, when you are drunk, many things are entertaining.
I mean, even a
drink. This is the beauty of the vodka. It keeps you warm, it keeps you entertained. Life is good.
The amazing thing about vodka is it also...
Could you cryogenically freeze a squirrel? Or at least a squirrel's head to resurrect it at some time?
Or to save it for later cooking?
Well, I do not know the word cryogenically.
You know, to quick freeze it, like, I think they did that to Walt Disney's head, so that in the future when they discovered a remedy to the disease he died from, that they could...
Cancer.
They could heal the cancer and unthaw his brain.
But why only head? Why not whole body?
I don't know. I don't know if he had that much money. I think he
Gangrene is what happened.
Yeah, he just invested. He could have done that if he hadn't just put all his money in Epcot Center.
Maybe he just wanted a new body. Like, he was just done with the body, but he was all right with the head.
This is not good. When you are a ballet dancer, you learn to appreciate your body very well.
I'm sure.
So, yes.
Maybe you'd leave the head, but keep the body.
Well, but then I know I have my skill. My skill is in my head. My talent is in my body, and the two together.
Vodka kind of brings the two together, kind of brings it out, and get your drink on a little bit.
Your belly dances. The belly dances.
Yes, it does. So does the throat.
Have you ever sent your belly out on the astral plane to dance? When you were sleeping, maybe?
I think I have done this once, yes.
Yeah.
On the belly, yes.
I see. What was that experience like for you?
It was warm. It was a cold winter, and it was warm. I saw many colors, and I saw my dog. It was fun. I would do it again.
I had a roommate who fell through a ceiling one time. He was sleeping up there, and you know, he woke up and there's just a bunch of rubble around his head.
Yes.
I'm feeling very.
I have said my thing. I must go now. I thank you very much for having me on show.
Namaste.
Thanks so much for giving us that perspective. We've never had a Russian on the show before. That's so great.
Remember to respect the ballet. It is not for sissy boy. You must be strong.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and good luck in the future. We want to see it. Okay, namaste.
I'm just having an aha moment because that really, things are coming together on the show, all the different themes. Like, you know, they talked about cooking before and roundness, the belly, manhole, whole man, a man that's a belly dancer, his belly round.
Hey, no, not to interrupt, I just want to get one last perspective in here before we exit the program. Do we have another caller with us? Caller two, hello. You're on the air.
I was thinking about headsets.
Headsets, yeah. Well, Dr. Jollis knows a little bit of something about headsets.
I know about what?
Headsets, you know, the headdress around your head.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, like the white towel on your head.
It probably doesn't hurt.
Does it hurt?
The head is set.
No, the purpose of the headdress, the headset, is to control your brain, similar to a.
That was deep.
Like the.
I like listening to headphones.
Yeah, the word for the headset in Arabic is the same as the word for the hobbling cord that is used. You know, in the desert, there is nothing to hold the camel.
It's a wonderful sensation.
being hobbled, brain hobbled. It's fabulous.
Wait, but no, I don't get it. So you use it to hold the camel, and you also put it on your head.
Yeah, no, it's the same word. Mm. It's also the word that is used for your intelligence.
No, sometimes I get whispered, too.
Sometimes you get...
wasted.
Yeah, man.
Well, we're all in a process of decay and rebirth.
Mm-hmm. It's natural.
Well, I think we can wrap it up for the night.
Yeah, we're reaching the top of the hour.
I feel wrapped. I feel like I've phoned my head.
I feel mummified.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, Malikwaji. And Kim, thanks for joining us.
Dos vidanya.
And Dr. Dallas.
Ma'asalama.
Arrivederci.
Next week. Namaste.
For safety.
Number one.
Cars and bikes stop at red lights.
It's against the law for car drivers or bicycle riders to ignore traffic signals.
So don't buzz through red lights. There might be a pedestrian or turning car that doesn't see you coming.
Number two.
Look first before you open your door.
Numerous bicyclists have been injured or even killed by car doors suddenly opening into them.
Look first, and bicyclists, stay out of the door zone.
Number three.
Cross with the signal.
You are safest if you wait for a walk or green traffic signal.
Don't jaywalk. That's just walking into trouble.
Number four.
Cars and bikes should stop for pedestrians and unsignalized crosswalks.
Be nice. Be legal. Be safe.
Brought to you as a public service by the Cambridge Bicycle Committee and this station.